Okay, so it's Saturday the 14th of May 2011 and woke up this morning around 7 o'clock, something like that, and then got ready because today was the day that Dad and I went to see Stoke City versus Manchester City in the FA Cup final at Wembley. So a really historic day, you know. 365 teams entered it and we got into the main spots with the Man City, so it was really good. But anyway, to go back to the beginning, got myself set up, all ready to go, and Claire got Claire picked Julie up to go to work. They left about 8:15, something like that. I got myself sorted out and dressed, ready to go, and Dad picked us up around 9:15. Then we went back to his house. And then wait for Richard the Stokey to come pick us up. Also, Pete was around as well, up from the Midlands, Pat and Pete. And he came to the game with us as well. And yeah, I think he had a fantastic time all day, really. We left Dad's house around 9:15. And we had to drive to Haymarket first of all, because he'd left his phone there. But it's not too much different to our journey, so it wasn't too bad. Had a little look around the office as well, so had a little look in his office and also looked where I used to be sitting at what car as well. So it brought back a few memories. Then when we'd done that, we turned around and then we made our way up to Wembley. Found somewhere to park really easily, got there around 11 o'clock, so considering the match started at 3, yeah, it was easy to park and we had plenty of time. But it's surprising how quickly the day has gone past. Once we parked up, we went to have a little wander into Wembley itself. Found a nice little cafe and chilled out there for a bit. Had some sausage rolls and things like that. So, or sausage sandwiches, baguettes, things like that, if you know what I mean. So I took a few pictures along the way, had a mega time with that. Then went over to the ground at around 12 o'clock-ish. Had a look around, saw Bobby Moore's statue, had some pictures with that, and just soaked in a lot of the atmosphere and things. And also Dad had organised a car for a bloke called Tony Conroy, who was one of the main men that got us into the last sort of Wembley final back in the 60s, 70s. And Dad organised him an Audi to bring him because he's not in good shape anymore, so he was very thankful for being able to make it today. Then we went to go and find our seats. We were in Club Wembley. We had very special seats where we were looked after. I mean, wandering around the stand, you know, you'd be queuing for 3 hours to go to the toilet, whereas in here it was a luxury area, loads of stuff you could do, and our seats were right smack on, and I'll show you exactly where those are when I show you a picture in a minute. I'll put a picture of what our view was, and it was amazing. The game was really good. It was a bit slow start, but we held them 0-0. Second half, we got better, but Simonson, who was our goalie, flipping mega bloke, but he couldn't hold it all back. And one went through with 8 minutes to go. And then we were runner-up, which is a bit of a shame, but, you know, considering that our team is around 35 to 50 million total and their team that they're spending on players is 380 million, I'm surprised they didn't score more goals, to be honest, but there you go. But anyway, massive occasion, great day, all good times. Got back around 6:30, they nipped down to the pub at the Tweezledown. I met Julie and Claire there. They took me home. And then we've just been chilling out. And now we're watching the Eurovision, which is really funny. So, all good stuff. And, yeah. Action-packed day. Bit tired now. But, yeah. We go to Midlands tomorrow. So, until next time. Goodbye now.